What is the biggest mistake people make when they're estimating costs?
Well, my thoughts on that is you've got to pick a site that is buildable, will have water runoff, get your stalls up higher than the outside ground so your stalls will stay dry. A small suburban type facility may not be as hard to get that done as far as site preparedness as a 20 stall barn. Larger buildings, and a lot of this depends on the actual site property, where the water goes now before you even bring a bulldozer in, is some people will lay a trench underneath their stalls and put pipe and gravel in it so the horse urine will soak through the floor eventually and has a method of escape to get away from a larger building. Smaller buildings, it's not a big issue, but you still do not want to build your barn in a hole where you would have water running in, say, Dutch doors or your end wall access doors, overhead sliders, whatever they may be. That's the biggest common mistake I see people make is not get their site ready as far as site preparedness. Now, buildings, a lot of it is access, functionality. How do you get into your building? Where are you storing your equipment, your tools, your wheelbarrows, your bags of sawdust if you buy it from the local farm supply store? Where you keep your saddles, you keep them dustproof, things like that. But then I always go back to the site. I like to get, if I have a run on the side of a building for a horse to run in and out of the stall, I want to make sure if it's a 50-foot run that I've got fall in that run going away from the building. So when it rains, if the horse has stood out there and you haven't cleaned your lot, the manure is not being washed back into your building, in your stalls. So, 'cause everybody hates mud. So, just a few of the things.